This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Army says 50 soldiers from Fort Carson are on their way to help with the growing coronavirus threat in Texas. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
Medical and support personnel from Fort Carson's 627th Hospital Center set up a field hospital in a Seattle stadium back in April, but it closed just days later, not having seen a single patient. This time around, U.S. Northern Command is trying to better meet demand by embedding the soldiers in civilian hospitals in the San Antonio area. The troops are expected to begin working there later this week, where there's been a surge in COVID-19 patients. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The Denver District Attorney will review the findings of a police department investigation into a driver who hit a protester near the state capitol during recent protests. The DA will decide whether to press charges against the driver. Prosecutors can still gather information beyond what police submitted. The Broncos' Ring of Fame is getting a new member. CPR's Andrew Villegas reports.
Former head coach Mike Shanahan will have his name inscribed on the Broncos' Ring of Fame around Empower Field at Mile High Stadium. That's a list of greats who previously played or coached for the football team. Shanahan's the third head coach to be inducted following Dan Reeves and Red Miller. Shanahan coached the Broncos to two Super Bowl championships in 1998 and 1999, and he's the Broncos' all-time winningest coach. Shanahan will be formally inducted into the ring during the 2021 season because of COVID-19. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, the Melbourne bureau chief for The Guardian talks about a new coronavirus lockdown in Australia and how it's affecting residents of that city's public housing. That's next on All Things Considered. Coming up in 10 minutes, a female photographer known for catching surfers on the big waves. At one time, she was one of the few women doing such dangerous work in a male-dominated profession. We'll have her story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. And at CPR.org, social justice, conservative values, and vaccine policy, a visit to Grand Junction by Governor Polis brought out protesters of all stripes representing different causes and carrying homemade signs in the burning sun. CPR's Stina Sieg reports at CPR.org. 91 in Denver, 98 in Grand Junction.